The Supreme Court will hear arguments this fall on what could be a blockbuster case on political redistricting. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports on what the case could mean for Utah.
The case is called Gill versus Whitford. At issue is whether partisanship played too big a role when Republicans in Wisconsin redrew political boundaries in 2011. The justices will consider the constitutionality of redrawing political maps based on partisanship, the first time in a decade the court has taken on such a case.
It's a big deal.
That's Tim Chambliss, a political science professor at the University of Utah, who teaches the history of gerrymandering and redistricting. He says the decision will likely be a close one, but could have major implications for states like Utah, which are largely controlled by one party.
That's going to impact both Wisconsin, which has a history of being politically balanced, but also the state of Utah, which until 4 decades ago was very balanced.
Chambliss notes Utah had Democratic governors for 20 years for much of the 70s and 80s, and the state legislature regularly changed hands before more gerrymandered maps became the norm. In 2011, Utah lawmakers were criticized after dividing Salt Lake, which leans blue, into 4 pie-shaped congressional districts that skewed Republican. That has led to a proposed ballot initiative for 2018 called Better Boundaries, which will seek to create a bipartisan commission in the state to oversee those drawing the maps. Chambliss believes that initiative could gain momentum depending on the Supreme Court's decision.
Yes, the Republican Party is the powerful party, the Democratic Party is the minority party, but again, people self-identify as being fiercely independent.
Although arguments are scheduled for October, the justices may not issue their opinion until next summer. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.